I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet. Tell us about the film.
Well, all I say about it is it's a story of a woman in trouble.
And I'm told it's like quite a few of your films. It's pretty complex.
Well, you know, Alex, I love stories, and particularly stories that are at one level concrete stories, but hold abstractions. And abstractions are things that cinema can say, things that we experience in life, but cinema can say them. So it's an experience that may be difficult to put into words, but cinema can say it, and people can feel think it. And it's a beautiful language of film. And so I would say Inland Empire holds some of this.
I mean, how would you describe it, though? I mean, if you could say there's a plot to this David Lynch film, because I've just read a synopsis of it, and it's getting, obviously, rave reviews. I've got several here, New York Times, Austin American Statesman in front of me. I mean, for those that, I mean, to give them some handle, what's the basics with Inland Empire?
Well, you know, Alex, bless your heart, man, it's a story of a woman in trouble. And that's it, you know. I always think I don't like to know too much about a film going in, and I love the experience of there you are, and the curtains are opening, the lights go down, and we get to go into a world that didn't exist, and now we're going into that.
No, you do bring the journey of mystery, and that's why your films are so powerful. In fact, a lot of your DVDs of your previous films don't even have chapter markers, do they?
No, I understand that people, you know, like it, but I really believe...
I never skip ahead. I never go to the back of the book.
Well, the thing is that, this chapter thing started, and DVDs extra content started... And the film seems to get pushed to the back when it should be forefront, big, you know, giant thing. And so I just like to protect the film.
No, I understand. Now, I've got to ask you this question, and we'll get back into Inland Empire and some of the other things you're doing in your new book. But Lost Highway, I mean, I have my own interpretation of it. And, you know, basically like an alternate reality or a total hallucination, somebody who's insane. I mean, any comments from the director on Lost Highway?
Well, you know, I've been saying lately that, you know, looking back on Lost Highway, I wrote the screenplay with Barry Gifford. He and I wrote the screenplay together. And there we never really talked about this, but it was at a time when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on, and, you know, similar things with the character Fred Madison, how a human being can do a thing that is so horrible and keep on living and smiling and as O.J.'s playing golf. So there is a thing that we've discovered, a psychogenic fugue where the mind tricks itself to hide the horror of something done.
That's what I thought. In fact, I was arguing with some of my staff last night, and they were saying it was one thing, and I was saying, no, it's two different personalities.
Well, it's, you know, you can, I won't say any more, but the thing is that more often than not, well, in the long run, nothing stays hidden. So there you go.
Well, I'm having a psychogenic feud right now because I want to get you on about all these great subjects, and I'm such a big fan.
And,
you know, we have
Alex.
we have some mutual friends. One of them, when I was out in Hollywood a few weeks ago, said, you talked to David Lynch, because I talked to Emilio Estevez, and he was, you know, saying how great you were and the talk you guys had had about a subject. And then I was talking with Charlie, and he was saying, yeah, have you talked to him, you know. Or I hope to talk to him sometime and tell him thanks for some things you said. And I'm having a psychogenic feud right now, Mr. Lynch, because I'm trying to control myself and be honorable.
Okay, well, good for you, Alex.
Oh, man. Okay. Tell us about the new book, sir.
Well, the new book is called Catching the Big Fish, Meditation, Consciousness, and Creativity. And it's... a book, you know, about, you know, my 33 years of meditation and how it works with catching ideas, because I say in there that, you know, ideas are like fish, and we can catch these ideas, and if we can expand the container of consciousness, we can catch ideas on a deeper and deeper level. And we can get creativity flowing by learning how to dive within and contacting that unbounded, infinite ocean inside. Things.
Oh, I agree. In fact, you're a prolific guy. I mean, you're working hard. I mean, on this multifaceted tour right now. Just shifting gears, talking about, you know, things in your subconscious. In Twin Peaks, the owls are omens of evil. The owls. In more Western or Greek mythology, it's wisdom, or the guardian of the high places. But in Native American, it's a harbinger of evil and destruction. Why are the owls these totems of wickedness in your Twin Peaks?
Mostly that came from Mark Frost, so I don't really know. But there they came, and there's evil is a strange thing to think about. There's plenty of it, especially just on the surface of our world, and it all is in a ball with negativity, and negativity is like a dark black cloud. Over us, we all got a bunch of negativity and stresses and all kinds of things floating in us, and we got it, a big cloud of it on the world. And if you want to blow that negativity away, all you have to do is learn to dive within and ramp up that light of unity inside everyone. You grow that light up, and the side effect of that is negativity starts to recede. The key to enlightenment, the full potential of the human being, is there, and the key to peace on earth is there. It's very, very beautiful.
Mr. Lynch, we're speaking with legendary director and writer David Lynch. Earlier you talked about how in Lost Highway you were kind of paralleling, in a way, O.J., and how he could live a normal life and then be involved in other things that aren't so positive. Any of your latest films or works, is there any archetypal images that in your mind are representing things happening in the world with the war in Iraq or politics or the Patriot Act?
No. They say that all kinds of art reflects our world. And I think that ideas come out of our feeling the world and hearing and seeing things, but the ideas themselves that I get are separate. They're not made to show a message. They're not made to do anything. It's just ideas that you fall in love with them, and you see the way cinema, for instance, could translate those ideas, and then you're rolling and a whole thing comes out. And only later, as more and more of it comes out, do you see a theme or do you see a thing, like that. But you don't set out to tell a message.
I understand. My listenership will crucify me if I don't at least mention the Dutch TV interview that you did, and you commented on the film Loose Change, second edition, and what happened with the towers, and just said people can't deal with that. Why did you even bring that up, or did you know they were going to bring that up?
I knew they were going to bring it up, and you saw what I said. We're all like detectives. Human beings are like detectives. We look at our world, and we keep looking at it, and we get these feelings, mm-hmm. that there's more going on than meets the eye. And this is it's a world of clues, a world of mystery, but the mystery can get solved, and but you can find these answers for a lot of these things within. As far as 9/11 goes, there's things that, we saw that conjure questions and wondering, and something, it doesn't seem quite right. So it makes us wonder, And the next step is we need answers. We need answers. That's all.
Well, I certainly agree with you. You know, 2 months before 9/11, I can send you a video clip of it. In fact, we ought to go post it on your website. We should talk about your website. You've got a lot of artwork there from different perspectives on 9/11 that you're allowing folks to submit and post there. We've got a link to your site up on Infowars.com right now. And we'll give out that web address before you leave us in any other sites that you think are important, Mr. Lynch. But you know, the establishment told us, or an arm of it, that this is a foundational event. And now we've got Newt Gingrich talking about open martial law and the end of free speech in America. So it's literally survival of my family now and my country to expose this. And I did get the questions, and I did talk about what was going to happen 2 months before it took place, because I saw preparatory actions in the media. And so that's why I am compelled to do what I do, exposing what happened on that date. I mean, you say you have questions. What are a few of the questions that you have concerning 9/11?
I have the same questions that were brought up in all the things you mentioned, and I just don't have the answers.
In the Dutch piece, you mentioned how the towers fell at the speed of, one of them fell at the speed of gravity, which every engineer that's looked at it says is impossible unless there were controlled demolitions.
I understand, Alex. You know, there's questions arising from each of the events that day, and I don't have the answers. I just have the you know.
Is it your instinct?
It's no instinct means I'm hungry, I want to eat. Intuition is the thing.
Ah, yes.
Intuition is higher than intellect. It's emotion and intellect. It's a flowing of knowingness. Now, going back to meditation, when you learn to dive within, which is so beautiful an experience, a human experience, you contact the ocean of knowingness. Pure, vibrant consciousness, knowingness, intuition grows. Intuition is like, it's an ocean of solutions. And you get that knowingness going, you know, it feeds the, you know, all artistic processes and all creative processes. Nothing we do as man doesn't, you know, start with, it starts with an idea. Catching those ideas and seeing a way, a knowing a way to translate that, to make something and make it feel correct based on the idea. And, you know, it just goes like that. So there's an intuition going when we see things.
Well, also we know that only 2 or 3% of our intellect is focused in the cerebral cortex, so the more powerful centers of the brain really already know the answer. But like you said in that Dutch interview, people can't handle what their intellect deep down is telling them at the conscious level.
Yeah, well, there's what did you just say in the beginning?
Well, I was just saying that the cerebral cortex.
Let me just tell you one thing about that brain of ours. They say we only use 5 or 10% of it, but now with brain research, they can show you that when you transcend, when you really experience the deepest level of life, the full brain is engaged. And it's the only experience that brings the whole brain into, you know, coherence.
Oh, this is amazing. I totally agree with you. I call it super brainstorming. Do it every day. And
it's thinking, you know, doesn't do it.
Well, stay there. Tell us more about it in the final segment. Quick break. David Lynch, come back. Tell us more about it in the final 5 minutes on the other side. We'll be right back with David Lynch. The new film is coming out. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-888-888. 253-3139 or watch it right now online at prisonplanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
David Lynch is our guest, final segment. I tell you, 25 minutes goes by really, really fast. I just got a note here. Aaron Russo is real sick right now with cancer, and we all need to pray for him. David Lynch is, again, our guest. Sir, finishing up with what you were saying about using more of your brain power, you know, turning, I guess, your intellect on or your soul on. I mean, describe exactly what you're getting at.
Well, you know, Alex, it's something we just don't hear so much about in the West. There's so much misunderstanding about meditation. There's so many different kinds of meditation. But there truly is a within. And if you think about it, so many sentences we've heard have the word within, 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 within the sentence. The kingdom of heaven. First seek the kingdom of heaven which lies within, and all else will be added unto you.
So the sleeper must awaken?
The sleeper must awaken. And you can awaken it by experiencing that deepest level, that kingdom of heaven, within.
We were talking during the break, and I was saying 9/11, I think, is the key to exposing this whole agenda. And you're saying that's the surface. I guess we've got to change
our... There's so many problems on the surface, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Solve the ocean of solutions is within. Enliven that. The unified field of quantum physics... Atma from Vedic science, meaning the self. There's another saying, know thyself. Dive within, enliven that, and watch things get better.
Well, people should get conscious.
Those things that were hidden, Alex,
they should
be exposed,
sure.
Believe me.
Well, I would say that not just getting to a higher level, the general public's almost mesmerized by the culture and not even awake at a basic level. But then why did you go public and question powerfully, and I commend you for your courage, 9/11, we were talking during the break, and you were saying more people need to go public. Why did you go public then?
Because, you know, they ask me questions. You know, is when you see that, does it make you wonder about things? Does it seem like what we were told actually happened? It just makes me wonder. I see things that don't add up.
Well, you mentioned some key
questions.
You mentioned some key points, and we all have questions. I'm glad you do, and I'm glad you had the courage to speak out. What about Bush massing 44,000 U.S. troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, having the launch order to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before? That was in Newsweek. I mean, how obvious does it have to get?
Here's the deal. There's so many problems in our world. So much negativity. Don't worry about the darkness. Turn on the light. Darkness automatically goes. Ramp up the light of unity within. Help do that for yourself. Help do that for the world, with peace-creating groups. And then we do, and then we're really doing something.
Well, it
really
does start at home.
Something that bring that light of unity. All diversity is appreciated in the light of unity. It will be so beautiful, so easy. Remember, that's where all the power is that created the universe. And runs it, maintains it without a problem.
Well, I agree with you that it's charity starts at home. We have to start changing ourselves one person at a time. And I guess that's what the new book, The Big Fish, covers?
Exactly right, Alex.
And you're going to be at a book signing tonight at the Galleria area up in North Austin at Barnes & Noble's. Just an amazing interview, and I appreciate your courage. What did you think about Charlie Sheen and others speaking up on 9/11?
You know, if people you know, have questions, they have the right in this country, by golly, to, you know, raise the questions.
Absolutely. So you support them raising questions?
What? Alex?
Yes, sir.
You know, I support enlivening unity. Bring out the full potential of the human being by doing that. Everyone has that, you know, ability. And let's start working on real peace, dynamic peace for the world.
Yes, sir.
All these other problems, you know, mostly ridiculous absurdities will vanish.
So they're symptoms of the disease. Thank you.
The sun's coming up, Alex.
Yes, thank you. God bless.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.